Begin this morning with some words from the writings of Shindan Shonin that provide us with guidance on our path of hearing the Buddha's teachings. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. With regard to relying on the meaning, meaning itself is beyond debate of such matters as like against like, evil against virtue, falsity against truth. Hence, words may indeed have meaning, but the meaning is not the words. Consider, for example, a person instructing us by pointing to the moon with his finger. To take the words to be the meaning is like looking at the finger and not at the moon. The person would say, "I am pointing to the moon with my finger in order to show it to you. Why do you look at my finger and not the moon?" Similarly, words are the finger pointing to the meaning. They are not the meaning itself. Hence, we do not rely upon words. Naman dhavuts, naman dhavuts, naman dhavuts, naman dhavuts, naman dhavuts. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayo gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's wonderful to have you here for our first day of our Dharma School service year as we start off our path of hearing the Dharma and learning this year. And one of the things that we also observe in this month of September is the service of Ohigan. Ohigan is our autumn equinox service. Autumn equinox is coming up at the end of this month. We'll be observing autumn equinox, I believe it's the 25th will be our service for autumn equinox, or maybe it's the 24th, whatever that Sunday is. But during autumn equinox, it's a time when we think about the six paramitas, six important teachings. We talked about those during our summer terakoya this year. And the first of those is the practice of generosity. Then we have discipline, endeavor, patience, meditation, and wisdom. So today I want to talk about wisdom and seeking the light of wisdom. And when we seek the light of wisdom, we look for teachers. So this year, how many of you started back up at school over the past few weeks? Many of you are back at school. How many of you have a new teacher from last year, new teacher? That's right, you're getting some new teachers. Sometimes we have new teachers. Sometimes we have the same teachers. Some people can be our teachers throughout our lives. Today I want to talk about the very important teacher in Buddhism. Who is the very important teacher in Buddhism? Did you say me? No. Who is my teacher? The Buddha, that's right. My teacher, our teacher, all of our teachers is the Buddha. And the Buddha, where did the Buddha live? Where did the Buddha live? Do you know? He lived in a castle when he was a young man and a boy, but then he left the castle and he lived in a country. He lived in a country. He actually wandered from place to place. Yes, Kate? Which country? In India. That's right. The Buddha lived in India. And does anyone know when the Buddha lived in India? India is on the other side of the world, so it's very far away. Was it maybe, is Shakyamuni Buddha, is he still alive in this world?
He's dead.
That's true. He passed into parinirvana. That's right. Everything that is born eventually passes away. That's one of the Buddha's teachings, Shakyamuni Buddha. He lived a long time ago. He lived 2,500 years ago. So very far away and a long time ago, but we still find that his teachings are very meaningful to us, that they have wonderful messages for us. And so the Buddha at his time, he had many, many students, just like all of you are students at school or your students when you come here for Dharma school. The Buddha, he was the original Dharma school teacher. He was the first Dharma school teacher, and he had a student named Malunkyaputta. And this student, Malunkyaputta, he had a lot of questions. Do any of you have a lot of questions? that you ask. It's wonderful to have a lot of questions. And the Buddha always encouraged questions. In fact, the Buddha very rarely just taught a teaching without receiving a question first. So the vast majority of the teachings, almost all the teachings we have from the Buddha, are the Buddha answering questions. So the Buddha loved it when people asked him questions. He loved it when people asked him questions, and he was very patient. He was very patient. But sometimes his students weren't always so patient. And this student, Malunkyaputta in particular, he would get very impatient with the Buddha. So he would ask the Buddha a question, and the Buddha would give a teaching in response to this question. But Malunkyaputta would always go up to the Buddha at the end, and he said, "I'm not satisfied with your teaching." He said, "You didn't tell me what I wanted to hear." He said, "I wanted to know whether the cosmos is eternal or not, whether the whole universe, will it last forever, or will it come to an end at some point?" And in response to this, the Buddha would remain silent. And the next day, someone would ask a question, and the Buddha would give a teaching. And at the end of the teaching, Malunkyaputta would get very, very frustrated. He would come up at the end of the teaching, and he would say, I want to know, are the soul and the body, are they the same thing, or are they two different things? You didn't answer that question." And the Buddha would remain silent with regard to this matter. Day after day, Malunkyaputta, at the end of the sermons, would go up to the Buddha, very frustrated, very upset. And finally, the Buddha said, "Let me tell you a story that might answer your questions. This is a story about a traveler." Hey, did any of you go on a trip over the summer? Anybody take a trip? Go on a vacation? Right? How did you travel? Did anybody travel by car? Yeah? Did anybody travel by airplane? How about by boat? No. Anybody travel on horseback? No. Well, back in the days of the Buddha, when people took a journey, they would either travel by foot or by horse. And so the Buddha said this particular traveler was riding a horse. And he was riding a horse and he rode into the woods. He rode into the woods. And as he was traveling through the woods, all of a sudden, he got hit by an arrow, a poison arrow. Somebody was not very nice. Somebody did not have good judgment. They shot a poison arrow and they hit this traveler. Maybe they were going to try to steal his things. Maybe they were mad at him for some reason, right? And so he was wondering, why did I get hit by this arrow? And as he was sitting there wondering, why did I get hit by this arrow? Then another traveler came along. And this traveler happened to know first aid. Do any of you know first aid? First aid, right? And so this traveler, he arrived, and the second traveler arrived, and this traveler knew first aid and said, "Oh my goodness, you've been struck by a poison arrow. The first thing we need to do is pull this arrow out." And so this person who went to help went to grab the arrow, and the first traveler, we'll call him Mr. M, got hit by the arrow. Mr. M said, No, wait. I still don't know why I got hit by this arrow." He said, "Well, I don't know either, but let's pull the arrow out." He says, Wait. Let's take a look at this arrow for a minute. I wonder what kind of tree the shaft of this arrow was made out of. Is this made of a pine tree? Is it made of an oak tree? Is it made of bamboo? I don't know. Let's pull it out. Wait. Look at this arrow. It has fletching. Do you know what fletching is? Fletching is the feathers on the end of the arrow. It says, "I wonder what kind of bird this came from. Was this from a crow? Is it from a seagull? I don't know. Let's just pull it out. Wait. I wonder, was that bird migrating? Was it flying north or south when it got shot down? I don't know. Let's just pull it out. And eventually, you know what happened to this person who got hit with the arrow? Do you know, Finley?
He died,
that's right. Because he didn't pull the arrow out. He wouldn't receive the treatment until all of his questions were answered. Now, It's very important to ask questions. It's very important to ask questions. But the Buddha said, if you want to wait for me to talk about whether or not the universe is eternal and infinite, whether or not the soul and the body are the same, the Buddha is saying, I'm not going to answer those questions. Because those are questions like, what kind of tree did this arrow come from? What kind of bird did the feathers come from? My teachings are all about pulling out the arrow. Pulling out the arrow. The arrow that we've all been hit with is the arrow of suffering, the arrow of frustration, the arrow of greed, anger, and ignorance. My teaching is about pulling out this arrow. It's about pulling out this arrow. It's about showing you the true meaning of how to live peacefully and happily. It says, my teaching is like a finger that points to the moon of truth. Did any of you get to see the eclipse last month? Right? Right? A few of you. I hope you were wearing your glasses, your protective lenses or something to look at it. Right? Right? And did any of you have trouble finding the eclipse in the sky? Did anyone have to say, oh, look, it's over there? Right? Yeah, maybe Cameron did. You saw the full eclipse. Wow, congratulations. That's in Oregon. Wow, that's special. Tell us all about it sometime. That's fascinating. So if somebody pointed the eclipse to you, if somebody pointed to the moon and you saw the moon, and then they said, okay, I have to go now. Would you say, wait, I'm still looking at the moon.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your finger? Right? No, you don't need the finger because you see where the moon is. And that's what the Buddha's teachings are. They're the finger that points us to the moon, right? And so when we hear the teachings of the Buddha, we need to think about what is the important question here? Is the important question, how do I get an A on my test? Right? Is the important question, how do I make $5 million so I never have to work again? No. The important question is, how do I pull out that poison arrow of greed, anger, and ignorance? How do I pull out that poison arrow of suffering? Right? And so Shinran Shonin encourages us, when we listen to the teachings of the Buddha, we have to set aside all of our own ideas about what we think is important, right? What we think is right, what we think is wrong, what we think is correct, what we think is true, right? To just listen with an open mind and an open heart, right? And to take the Buddha's wisdom as our guide in our lives. In our day-to-day lives, it's very important to understand what is right and wrong. It's very important to understand what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And we get that wisdom from the teachings of the Buddha. But in order to hear that, we need to, for a moment, set down our mind that judges like and dislike. And just be willing to listen with an open heart. When you can listen with an open heart, we use a special word for that. We call that shinjin. Shinjin is this open heart that is open to receive the wisdom of the Buddha. And when we listen in this way, very naturally, out come these words, Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in the awakened one, the Buddha, of immeasurable light and life, the immeasurable wisdom of the Buddha, always shining into our hearts and minds. So as we begin this Dharma school year, I hope you'll ask lots and lots of questions. I love it when people raise their hands during service, and I apologize if I don't call on you every time, but always feel free to ask questions, ask lots of questions, and listen carefully to the answers that you get from your Dharma school teachers and from the teachings of the Buddha. And I hope that as the year goes on, more and more, you'll find yourself saying, Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in Amida Buddha, the awakened one of immeasurable life and light. Namo Amida Butsu というのは、無量の知恵と慈悲の仏様、無量の優しさと、無量のお互いに理解し合う、お心を持っている仏様に帰依しますということですね。仏様の御教えは、この南無阿弥陀仏を言うために、ね、私たちの心を広く、ね、広く開いて、仏様の御教えを聞いて、私の好き嫌い、よしあしとか、そういうお心を一旦置いといて、
心広く仏様の見教えを聞いて、その教えは月を指す指のようなもので、ね、その月を見て真実を気づいたら、この指、この言葉を試着する必要がないということですね。そのお月様を見て、あ、これは正しい方向である。南無阿弥陀仏は同じように正しい浄土の方向を示すものでございます。
So we'll conclude. Once again, I'd like to read these words of Shinran Shonin to wrap up my talk. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。Consider, for example, a person instructing us by pointing to the moon with his finger. To take the words to be the meaning is like looking at the finger and not at the moon. The person would say, I am pointing to the moon with my finger in order to show it to you. Why do you look at my finger and not at the moon? Similarly, words are the finger pointing to the meaning. They are not the meaning itself. Hence, do not rely upon words.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.